We know him.
Amen.
In every situation, in every condition, we know we have someone who is more than able. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We all know the story.
Amen.
Oh, when the disciples were caught in those storms. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the master was sleeping. Said, Master, do you care for us? We are perishing. Oh, the master of the wind.
Amen.
The storms and the billows.
Hallelujah.
They got to obey him.
Amen.
Everything had to obey him. That's why every knee had to bow before him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And give glory and praise to him. Tonight, how many love him?
Amen.
As the master, he is in control. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us all just bow our heads and just give him some thanks. Let's say, Lord, we thank you. Not even some, just give all the thanksgiving you have in your heart. Just give it. Just speak for him.
Just thank you, Father. Just thank you, Lord God.
I thank you,
once again, Lord, you've drawn us now, Father, to thine house, O Lord God.
So far,
we thank you, Father, you've kept us, O Lord, Father, in our grounds, and I count in this day, O Father,
Lord God.
We would thank you, Father, Lord God, for our
hands,
O Lord, Father, Lord God.
Oh,
to take
control
of our hands. Lord, Father, Lord God. We thank you, Father, you've kept us, O Father, Lord God. You directed our hearts, O Father, this day, Lord God. We laid us, O Lord God, in thine house this day, O Father, Lord God. We just bless your name, O Father, this day, O Lord God. For your goodness, O Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, O God, Lord. Over the little ones, O Lord, you've watched over them, Lord, Father, kept them, O Lord God. Over we thank you, Heavenly Father, O God, when in college, O Father, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, O Lord, and your mercy, O Father, Lord God. We thank you that us, O Father, being the ones, O Father, Lord God, and I was called, O Heavenly Father, and chosen, O Lord God. Over we just bless your name, O Father, Lord God. Lord, we give you the honor, Lord, we give you the praise, O Lord, and sorrow, Lord God, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, the prayer of life, we thank you, Lord God. And it's little, Father, you have something in store for us, O Lord God. Oh, the leaders, O Lord God, in a part of and righteousness to lead us, O Lord God. And I walk this day, O Father, Lord God. We come in order in our hands, O Lord God. And it's still over in our mind, O Father, Lord God, Lord. But you are the Father of respect, O Lord God. And we're the life of the Son, O Father, Lord God. And we're the seven of God, which is O Father, Lord God. And it's not a deal on the respect, O Lord God. Oh, your own words, O Father, of wisdom, O Lord God. And minister, Lord, on wrath this day, O Lord God. And you bless your people, O Father, Lord God. And you bless your children, O Father, this day, O Lord God, Lord. O Father, we thank you for your goodness, O Lord God. We thank you, Father, Lord God. Our hearts over anger and trust, O Father, Lord God. Over our righteousness. Of Father, Lord God, Lord. And you have a fountain, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, fill the Lord God, Lord. Oh, to fill our hands, oh, Lord God. We bless your name, oh, Father, Lord God. Oh, the Son and the glorified, oh, Lord God. And now and forevermore, Lord God, that your blood, oh, Lord God, has atoned for us, oh, Lord God. Ask glad of the Father, Lord God, Lord. We bless your name, oh, Father, Lord God. And then be glorified, oh, Lord. Even now, oh, Lord, and forevermore, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, oh, Father, Lord God.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, the truth, Lord, we come to your presence this evening, Lord.
Amen.
There is the joy upon our hearts, Lord. Even the praises and the worship, Lord Jesus. Oh, it was right deep from our heart, Lord. And Father, we know it has been accepted, oh God. Father, we just give you the glory for the day. So far, Lord, you've taken us through. And this evening, Lord Jesus, we found even greater grace.
Amen.
Lord, to be in your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us, our homes, our working places, our children. Father, we thank you for the sustaining power.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, even for our pastor, for having traveled, Lord. We know, Father.
Yes,
oh, there is something great going on.
Amen, Lord.
Father, we give the thanks and glory to you, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father, we commit our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
For good reasons, Lord. Father, we pray, whatever, Lord, we shall share here, God, Lord, let it be their portion also. Father, as we even return to your word, we ask the Holy Spirit now to come, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, take control. Right from the pulpit here to the teacher.
Amen. Grandma.
And bring us, Lord, understanding to your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And all the blessings that behind it, Lord, Father, let it be an impact upon us this evening.
Yes, Lord.
We ask it, O Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May God richly bless you. As we are still standing, let's stand to the word. There is a... tonight is a Bible studies, and... there is a question that we need to see how the Holy Spirit will lead us to get the truth from the prophet and from the word. Amen.
Amen.
And then Friday will be, as usual, our prayer meeting. We commit all into the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
So let's first turn to Hebrews 10. As we read from the 12th verse to the 17th. Hebrews 10, 12 to 17. And then the second reading will be John 5, 24. Let's first turn to Hebrews. Hebrews 10, 12 to 17. Let's hear the word of God. But this man, we all know that man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, and I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind will I write them. And in their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
Let's turn to John 5:24. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but he is passed from death unto life. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this evening. The Lord, even with this assurance you've given to us, we know it is life for us. That if we will hear your word and believe it, Lord, oh yes, Lord Jesus, we have passed on from death unto life.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have come to redeem us, Lord, and has made us, Lord, your own. We thank you tonight. Father, bless your word, Lord, and even this question, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit now to come and, Father, teach us.
Amen.
And lay it upon us, O Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. God richly bless you. Let's be seated. The topic probably, we may put it this way, that can a Christian be lost? Praise the Lord. Because this question came when last Wednesday, last week, I read something from the prophet. The message Kadesh Barnea preached in 1956, paragraph 23. I read it this way. The prophet said, I heard someone saying, what if he would backslide and back? When you look at the message, you see that at that point, there was a break. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
There was a break. He said, I heard someone saying, what if he would backslide and back? And then, you see, there was a break there. And then the prophet said, you could do that. And then he said, well, I am lost out with God. that if you were ever found with him, you will never be lost with him. Because God can't save you and then turn his back on you and turn you away. If he would, he defeats his own purpose. So he can't do that. Praise the Lord. So this brother asked this question that, well, a believer backslides and come back repenting. The Bible says it is impossible for that one to be saved. So he asked, so that means that believer is lost forever? That's what the question he asked me. That if the prophet has said something about that. I said, in the first place, the little that I can tell you now, before I go and do the research, is that in the first place, you said a believer backslides. In the first place, he wasn't a believer.
Amen.
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 Hmm? Amen. In the first place, so take notice of it.
Amen.
In the first place, he wasn't what? A believer. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the scripture we just read in John 5:24. That he said what? Give it to us again. Watch it closely. He wasn't a believer in the first place. So a believer cannot what? Backslide. A Christian cannot what? Backslide.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if he that heareth my word and believeth on him. You see? If you believe, then you become what? A believer.
Amen.
Let's take notice of that. A believer is someone who what? Believes.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, then you can what? Get that accolade that you are what? A believer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is it clear?
Amen.
So in the first place, a believer cannot go backslide because he says here that that believer had what? Everlasting life.
Amen.
And shall not come into condemnation.
Amen.
But he is passed from death unto what? Unto life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So a believer cannot what? Backslide. You have what? A believer cannot get lost. A Christian cannot get lost. Praise the Lord. Let's
Amen.
Go on and see what the prophet said. You see, in the first place, you see that the prophet said this, something like that. Man had never in any time seek for God. But it's God that went what? Seeking for man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's put that also in our mind. Then the prophet said something here. He said, from our first reading, he said, Jesus by one sacrifice. Huh? Give us that, what we read. Jesus by one sacrifice perfected forever his church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
With one sacrifice, he perfected you and me.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, we are then perfect through Christ. And we are free from judgment through Christ. We will never die through Christ. We have lost death and found life through Christ. Not through any church, not through any denomination, not through any, he said, fantastic, not through any speaking with tongues,
Amen.
Not through shouting, not through shaking, not through dancing in spirit, but by grace.
Amen.
Amen. And he continued to say something here also. He said, God predestinated us before the foundation of the world. See, the reason why If you believe, amen, you have everlasting life. That's, you see, maybe we, you see, we use the word believer anyhow. That's why some people, their faces look as if, brother, are you saying the right thing that a believer cannot backslide? It's because we are not what? Giving the name in the right sense.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. You get the point?
Amen.
To be a believer, listen, the word says you have everlasting life.
Amen.
You have passed from what? Death unto life.
Amen.
Does it? It stands. It's because we, when because we carry the message in our armpits and we have them on our iPads and everything, we say, oh, we are believers. Praise the Lord. Because I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm a believer. Oh, yes, I'm a believer, that's good. But the thing is, you can never backslide.
Amen.
You can never what? You can never be lost. Because you have been perfected. Amen.
Amen.
It's as if it's getting hard on people. Amen.
Amen.
He said, listen, he said, you have been predestinated, that God predestinated us before the foundation of the world and knew every one of us by name before the foundation of the world. And he elected us into what? Eternal life. And sent Jesus Christ to redeem us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That we might appear in his praise, in his praises in glory. He said, how can you ever be lost? Mm-hmm. The prophet asked that question. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How can you ever be lost? A believer, you will never get lost. Praise the Lord. Because the scripture is saying it emphatically that you have everlasting life.
Amen.
You have passed from what? Death unto life. So you now begin to what? See how heavy and great that word believer means. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we are now going to see how powerful and how great that word believer means.
Amen.
It means so great. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that if you are for a believer, it's a real word. Oh my. It's something so great that you have received.
Amen.
To be called a believer. Amen.
Amen.
It's something special. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if you are saved, you are saved. Because if you are saved, you are saved. If God saves you tonight, knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own word, purpose.
Amen.
Is this time now?
Amen.
Said, if God saves you tonight, and then knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, he is defeating his own purpose.
Amen.
Then he's not the God that knows what? The end from the beginning.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you are a manager of a company and you can foresee what will happen in whilst you are doing what? You are employing workers. And you can know what the workers will be in the future. And one worker comes on an interview, and you see the person that some 5 years later, he will just, what? Try to break your company down. Praise the Lord. Or defraud. Will you employ that person?
No.
Knowing that he's going to cause trouble. He will not believe. So God pick the people that can believe, knowing that these people can what? They will surely believe me. And then he predestinated them. He knew them. That is why Jacob and Esau, God could say that Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Because he knew them, their end, how it's going to be. That Esau will what? Will deny, he will reject what? The birthright. Praise the Lord. Said, if you are saved, you are saved. If God saves you tonight, knowing he's going to lose you 10 years from today, he's defeating his own word, purpose. Because he's infinite, he's almighty, eternal, everlasting wisdom, God doesn't, that means he doesn't know enough then. He doesn't know enough to know whether you will hold out or whether you won't. You see? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's like, it is not something like that. Well, I will give him a try. Or I will see what he will do. No, sir. That's not the way how God does his work. Amen. Then he does not know the end from the beginning. You see? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So here the prophet even came here and said, now the Bible says, Esau and Jacob, before either child was born, God said, I love one and I hate the other. Before they even breathed their first breath, that his election might what? Stand true. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, now you say, well, Brethren, then if I become a Christian, I can just do anything I want to. And then the father said, absolutely. If you are a Christian, do anything you want to. And I will guarantee you that you can never what? You will never desire to do wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You will never desire to do what? To do wrong.
Amen.
As what? As you are a Christian. Oh, I love that.
Amen.
He said, now, we have sometimes believed that, I said, this, like, we shall read this, what do you call it, Hebrews. Let's read something from Hebrews 6, 4 to 6. Give us Hebrews 6, 4 to 6. That's where the brother will say that the Bible says it's impossible for a Christian to backslide and when he comes to repenting. The Bible says it is impossible for that Christian. In the first place, it was a misfortune of what the Bible actually is saying. Praise the Lord. So let's see what the prophet actually said about this, because it has been a confusion to many people. That's the way how many people take it. That after you have what? Taking everything that you are going to read, and then you backslide, you can never come back again. In the first place, that's what we said, that if you are a believer, see, you weren't to. I told the brother that, look, before I go and do the research, in the first place, you are not a believer. If you backslide,
yeah.
Praise the Lord,
amen.
You never received it. And so you came, took something, rejoiced, just like what? You brought a heart of what? Maybe a heart of a roadside heart, you receive it,
yeah.
See the word. Yeah. Or a Tony heart, you receive the word. Or a stony heart that received the word. But it wasn't what? A fertile ground.
Amen.
So, for a short, you rejoiced and said, now I believe. But when he went out, everything went. But that person, if he will come back now repenting, yes, for sure. Praise the Lord. But being a, let's read. Said, for it is impossible For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, yes, 5, and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.
Amen.
See, this, what people say that it's impossible for someone who has gone through all this, that means that received what? The Holy Ghost, he has been a believer, he has tasted of everything, and then he baptized that he cannot come back again. It's impossible. That is not what the scripture is saying.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Rather, the scripture is saying that those who have attained this, they can never what? Fall away.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. They can never fall away.
Amen.
To be renewed again because seeing, because they know that when they do that, they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Place is quiet.
Amen.
It's as if it's becoming very strong now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's read something here. He said, the prophet said, some woman came to me not long ago and said, Reverend Branham, I'm a Christian, but I blasphemed the Holy Ghost. So a woman came to him and said, Reverend, I'm a Christian, but I blasphemed what? The Holy Ghost. And the prophet said, it's impossible. Amen.
Amen.
See? Said, it is what? It's impossible. A Christian could not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. You can't do it. A Christian spirit bears record with what? Christ's spirit. See? And you will call everything God as what? God. Praise the Lord. Prophet said, look, a Christian cannot what? Blaspheme.
Amen.
That is what we have read here. Ephesians, Hebrews. What we just read, Hebrews 6, 4 to 6. It's talking about what? Someone who has what? Been received, gone through all these things, have received the power. He what? They will never do what? Give it to me again. Praise the Lord. Said they will never fall away. That's what the scripture is saying. They knew that if they will fall away, to renew again unto repentance, they see that they have crucified what? To themselves, the Son of God afresh. Now, you will get the point. So you just hold on. We are working on it. We are coming slowly. Praise the Lord. He said, it is the sinner that blasphemes the Holy Ghost. The unbeliever, the sinner, an unbeliever, there's only two things. Either you are a believer or you are an unbeliever. See?
Mm-hmm.
So this very scripture has been misunderstood. It means if you are saved and commit sin, you are lost forever. It doesn't say that. That's not the saying. But he said, now, notice here, make this real up now. I had a vision. The prophet himself was what? Was on this scripture. So let's hear. Said, I had a vision that's always bothered me. Years ago, I used to look at that. I said, oh, if a man once received the Holy Spirit and then would backslide, he will be lost forever. That That's the way how people see that this scripture. Hebrews 6:4-6. The prophet himself was looking at it that way also. At first, that's how everybody took it. But the prophet, praise be to God, God revealed everything.
Amen.
The prophet said, if a man once received the Holy Spirit and then would backslide, he would be lost forever. I couldn't get this order to make sense with that. You see? Because the Bible tells me that he that heareth my word and believeth on me that sent me has eternal life and shall never come to judgment, but is passed from death to unto life. Then why this person now can backslide and be lost forever? Praise God.
Amen.
That makes it something. He said, and when you come into that, let me see so that I don't mix up 11, 12, yeah. Now, you say, what about that, Brother? How does that look? Now, he said, he opened at another place again. Hebrews, is it not the same as Hebrews 6:4-6? He said, now, just to read, I think. The scripture doesn't say that, listen to what the prophet said. The scripture doesn't say that. That's not talking about what? A Christian. That's talking about what? An unbeliever. Let's turn to this Hebrews 10:26. Now you are going to see the difference now. Hebrews 10:26. We are going to see the difference. He said, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. You see this scripture also? Compared to the other one. Here, the prophet is saying that this scripture, Hebrews 10:26, is not for what? A Christian. He's not talking about a Christian. He's not talking about what? The believer. He's talking to what? Any normal man. This is what he said. He said, that's not talking about a Christian. That's talking about a man that heard the word and turned away from it. This Hebrews 10:26 is talking about what? A man that what? Receives the word and then he turns away from it. That is different from someone who has taken the word and been a believer. He cannot, what? It's impossible for that person to fall away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hebrews 6:4-6. That means a believer, a Christian, it's impossible for him to fall away. Praise the Lord. Because he sees that, seeing that he crucified what? Christ afresh.
Amen.
If you're a believer, you will not do that. If you're a Christian, you will not do it. It's impossible for a Christian to fall away.
Amen.
But here, Hebrews 10:26 is talking about someone who hears and what? He turns away completely from it. Amen. So there is a difference. Talking about what? Two different people. This is what? For a man who hears the word of God and turns away. The other one is what? He's talking about a Christian, a believer. It's impossible for that one to what? To fall away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
It's a strong teaching, eh? Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Now let's see. The prophet asks, what is sin?
Amen.
Sin is unbelief.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believeth not is what? Condemned already. So this is for what? Hebrews 10:26. He hears and then willfully he just what? Willful. Sin is what? Unbelief. He hears it and willfully he will not what? He will not take it. Praise the Lord. That person is what? He is condemned. But Hebrews 6:4-6 is talking about the true Christian. It's impossible for that person to what? To fall away. That's how it stands. He said, sin is not smoking or drinking or committing adultery. You do that because you are an unbeliever. You do those things because what? You are an unbeliever. Because sin is what? Unbelief. You see? So he said, sin is not smoking, it's not drinking, it's not committing adultery. All these things are what? They are attributes to what? To unbelief. To sin. You do that because you are unbeliever. That's just the attributes. You do that because you are an unbeliever. You just quit smoking, quit drinking, and so forth like that. That doesn't mean you are a Christian. Take notice of that also. You are a smoker, you are drinking, you are doing this, you are chasing women here and there. Now you said, oh, I've stopped everything. That's very good. But that doesn't make you what? Through what? A Christian. Praise the Lord. You got to believe. Amen. And even, listen, see, you are, that doesn't mean you are a Christian. That's just an attribute of your conversion. But you can do either side and still not be a Christian. See? Now notice, he that disbelieves willfully after he has received the word. He said, it is not like after he has received Christ in his heart. These are the two things. If you have received Christ in your heart, genuinely, and you become a believer, it is impossible for you to fall away and be renewed again. No! That means you cannot backslide. Praise God.
Amen.
You got the point.
Amen.
If you become a Christian, now we have seen who a believer is. So now, when you are claiming to be a believer, you must know what you are saying. You must know your stand, your position, positionally in Christ. Then you can, oh yes, I'm a believer. And now today we know what believer means. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is a strong something, my brother. You can never be lost. You can never fall away to be renewed again. No, sir. That makes him no God. Because he has taken you, sealed you. Then how? You are sealed. There is no entrance, there is no exit. So how do you fall? No way! Praise the Lord.
Amen.
No way! You can never get lost. Whilst God has sealed you, you have become what? His. He said, all that you have given to me, none of them what? Is lost.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. So, a Christian can never walk backslide. A believer can never backslide. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. So now, if you are opening your mouth to say, I'm a believer, you have to check yourself very well and know that, yes. Where I'm standing, I'm sealed. There is no way that the world. I have to go and then be renewed again. Knowing very well, seeing that I have, when I do that, I've crucified what? Christ again. You will not do it.
Amen.
There is no, see, the desire is not there. That's why he said, someone said, then when I'm a Christian, then I can do anything that I say, yes, absolutely, you can do whatever you want to do. But one thing is that you can never do wrong.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Well. Yeah. So he said, if a man received the Holy Spirit, he can never what? Or by when he becomes a believer, he can never what? He can never backslide. Amen. And he said, after he has received Christ in his heart, he can never. But the other scripture, Hebrews 10, 24. Is it Hebrews 10, 24? Give me that one. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, 26. That one is willfully. You willfully sin. That you hear the word and then you turn your back against it. He said already you are what? You are condemned. You can never be saved. For that one, you are out because you have refused to what? Accept the Lord as your personal Savior. So, brethren, it is what? As we have known that now, as a believer, you can never sin. But now, the deception is that in the house of God, there are all what? The two groups in the house of God. That's where what? The deception is. And we all call ourselves what? Believers. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We all call ourselves that we are believers. But in the house, there surely will be the two. But I believe that in this house, I believe that we have only one spirit.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Amen. We are all what we can put our hand upon our chest and say we are believers.
Amen.
Amen. But let us see what the prophet is saying here. Is that you see, the same rain that makes the wheat grow makes the cucumber grow also. That's where the deception is. And therefore, I got the picture. There is your carnal confession, and that is right, and that person is right in the church. He might shout, jump, dance, speak with tongues, but his fruit is a cucumber. And there is the other one that's got the same spirit, the Holy Spirit can drop right in a bunch of people. And a hypocrite can also shout by the Holy Spirit. See? Just the same as the cucumber can live by the rain, that's the scent, the wheat also lives by that same word, rain. That's what Paul is speaking of here. But it's impossible for the cucumber to become a wheat, or a wheat, a cucumber.
Amen.
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 They are receiving the same rain, the same message, But one cannot be the other, and the other cannot be the other one. He said, it depends on what seed is sown in your heart. Tonight, brother, if there is any other seed that has been sown in your heart, you see, tonight you can say that, Lord, now I understand. I wasn't yet a believer. That's why I could do this, I could do that. That's why I'm backslided. That's why I did that, I did those things. Tonight I've now heard the truth in it. Praise the Lord. So tonight, the seed that I allowed to be sown in my heart, tonight I take all that seed away. I want your seed now to be planted in my heart. Praise the Lord. So that, see, now you are coming as what? Now you are coming as what? A believer. Because at first, if you were a believer, you couldn't have done those things. But now, you are coming as what? A believer now. To receive what? The right seed upon your heart now. So that you will bear the fruits of what? Of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
He said, it depends on what seed is sown in your heart. If you come to church just because you are afraid of hell, if you join church because you don't want to go to hell, you are a cucumber.
Amen.
I've heard about hell. How do you go to church? Said if because of that you are here, you are not a believer. Amen. You are afraid of hell, so you go to church. No, sir. If you join a church just to be popular, you are a cucumber. If you done all these formal things that is to be done, and that's all you got, you are still a cucumber. Amen. See? But a real, genuine Christian presses towards what? Perfection. Until the world is dead.
Amen.
And you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. So a true believer always what? Pursue further and further to be what? Perfect. He's just what? Precept upon precepts. He wants to be what? Perfect. All the time. Moving forward. Pressing on towards the mark.
Amen.
Never go back. Oh, yes. He said, a true Christian, when your hands are on what? On the searing, you don't look back. Amen.
Yeah.
True Christian will not go back. Always is what? Forward ever. Backwards never.
Amen.
See? So, Hebrews 6, 4 to 6 is talking about what? That a true believer can never fall away.
Amen.
Can never, it's impossible for him to fall away. To be renewed again, no. It don't happen. Because he sees that he's what? He crucified what? Christ. The thing is in you, that when those things even come your way, you know that it, something tells you, hey, when I do this, I'm crucifying what? Christ afresh. So you will not do it. Amen. The devil will come, play on your mind. Even he went to Jesus Christ himself to what? To test him. So he will come also and put you to test, to try out. Praise the Lord. That's what I say all this is at any time. I get into trial. I know he's very, very close, standing there, very close to see my reaction and what? My response.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's it. You are put into test, you are put into trial. But the thing is, the devil can never Because it has been said that you possess every gate of
the enemy.
So whatever gates that you bring forth, you have what? The authority to possess it.
Amen.
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 But the other one, Hebrews 10:26, it is hearing. It's somebody who hears and then turns his back. He said that person is already condemned. Amen. Mm. But Hebrews 6:4-6 is talking about what? A true Christian. That it's impossible for that person to what? To fall away. It's impossible. He said, but a real genuine Christian presses towards perfection until the world is dead and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then it's impossible for that man ever to fall. See? It's impossible for that person to fall. A genuine Christian, you never fall. I want to see. The thing is, brethren, this evening, this is a real joyful message from the Lord.
Amen.
That you are a believer and you will never fall.
Amen.
I want to see smiles on your faces and really appreciating God. That, so that's how God has made me.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
You see, there's something very sweet to hear from him. That as long as you are a believer, you will never ever fall. You are what? You have already passed from death unto what? Into life.
Amen.
You have an everlasting life.
Amen.
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 You have eternal life.
Amen.
Not forever. Forever, that means forever has a what? Has an end. Huh? The prophet said forever. It has what?
Yes.
It has an end.
Yes.
Because it has a beginning and it has an end. It's not forever matter we are talking about. We are talking about eternal life.
Amen.
So be joyful that you can never fall. The Bible said, see, how that compares with the rest of the scripture. See, how it lays it right in there to its place. See, it's very true. True Christian, true believer. Oh Lord, I thank you for hearing this.
Amen.
I can never fall. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we sang that song. That sometimes the storms and the billows will bring you what?
Amen.
Brings me what low, eh? But never brings me down.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, things will see ups and things will just bring you low, but you will never, they can never bring you down. Flat
Amen.
On the ground, no sir.
Amen.
Knockout? No. Amen.
Amen.
You'll always stand back to fight again. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You stand and fight back. Give the devil an uppercut and he rather falls. Amen.
Amen.
He said, how can it say here, a man that's once saved can never be lost? See? You are saved, you can never be lost. And come over here and say, but if you are lost or blaspheme, it's impossible. Sure, if you are a blasphemer, you are not a Christian.
Yes.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
You're not a believer.
No.
Praise the Lord. He said, no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed.
Yes.
Amen.
Can you have the Spirit of God in you and then call Jesus accursed?
No.
No, sir. Amen. Are you happy to hear these things?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord has really saved you and there's nothing that is going to change God's mind about you. If God will save you and then give you up again, then he's no God. You couldn't know that. That's what the prophet is saying, that God will save you, no, and then 10 years time, he said, I didn't see this, you know, that's the way how this brother is going to be. And now let me kick him out. No, sir. That's not what God does his things.
No.
After you have believed, he seals you.
Amen.
Amen. And nothing but can what? Touch, ever touch you. You can never move away. You are like what? A tree that is planted by the what?
Amen.
By the rivers.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing can move you. Because every season you are blossoming. Whether it is dry season or winter or autumn or whatever be it, because you are planted by the riverside. Amen.
Amen.
There is always what? There is always life in you. So, a believer will never go to hell. No, sir. No. So listen. Hell is not eternal. Hell is not eternal. So listen. Said there is only one form of eternal life.
Amen.
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 For the believer, for the Christian, there's only one eternal life.
Amen.
Find it. That is, God alone has eternal life. And the Bible says so. God alone has eternal life. And if a man is going to suffer in hell forever, he got to have God. See, if someone is, see, that's the way how in the Orthodox churches, that's what we were taught. Myself in Presbyterian, that's what I was taught. That you will be in hell all the eternally. You will be in the hellfire. No, sir. That means you have eternal life then. Amen.
Amen.
If you will never perish, then you have eternal life.
Amen.
See. So, hell will what? Completely annihilate it to what? It will perish. Eternal life is only one. Amen. So
Amen.
Hell is that now remember, I'm not saying that there is not a burning hell. There is a burning hell fire and brimstone. You see. Fire isn't quenched. The fire isn't quenched. And the worm never dies. Oh, let me see now. Is that just take the spirit of love. That was the great fountain of God, pure, unadulterated. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take the word tonight. Just believe on him that
Amen.
He has given us eternal life.
Amen.
And tonight, how many believe that they are believers?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Ah, yes, my brother. Just rejoice.
Amen.
And know that there's nothing that can move you from where you are standing. Musicians, start coming. There's nothing that can move you from what you're standing. If there are still more questions on this, you can bring them up, and the next Bible studies, we will just look through them again. But tonight, I believe, now we know who a believer is.
Amen.
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 Yes, a believer will never fall. And then, look at these two scriptures very closely. The one in Hebrews 6, 4 to 6. And then the one in Hebrews 10:26, they are talking about two different people.
Amen.
Amen. One is what? Believer. That he can never walk. He can never fall away. And the other one is someone who hears and what? Turn his back. For that person, he will be lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That person, he will be condemned. But when we heard, we believed. That's why we read that scripture that he that heareth my word and believeth in me and he that sent me has what? Everlasting life.
Amen.
And that person has passed from what? Death unto life. So nothing can what? Bring you down. It will bring you low, but you can never bring you down.
Amen.
Amen.
Over land, on the far.
Alone, feeling all alone. They count them.
Let's sing our last song. That's for our precious brother. We want to put this in prayer. Let's sing I'm pressing on behalf of you. Amen. How many are pressing on?
Amen.
While before when the brother comes, remember pastor and the brethren in Czech Republic. The brethren that who are not here, let's remember all of them in prayer. Let's remember the rest of the week the Lord will tarry. That we come here on Friday for our prayer meeting. Then Sunday also is waiting for us. We are just waiting for the Lord that He will bless us.
Amen.
So remember always pastor in prayer.
Hallelujah.
And the brethren over there. Amen.
Amen.
Blessing them. I'm pressing on the upward way.
Pressing on the upward way. New heights are in every day.
Thank you.
Away, but your word will remain. So help us tonight, Father, that Lord, whatever question, whatever doubt that may be in our hearts, Lord, that Father, we may run to stand upon that sure word, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we love you and we thank you for that
word.
It has brought us this far, Lord. And Father, what a wonderful word it is when it tells us, Lord, that when you have saved a man, you have saved him for time and eternity.
Amen.
That, Lord, oh God, you even said it yourself, that all those that you were given, you lost none, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, we are so privileged tonight to be numbered among those
people,
Father, that are in your hands.
Thank
that
you,
there is nothing that could ever pluck them away from your
hands.
Lord, what a place of safety. Lord, I would rather have my soul in that place than any place in this world.
Amen.
Oh God, may you help us tonight, Father.
Amen.
That as we would go home, Father, we continue to meditate on this word.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, if there be any that are still outside of the gates, Lord, that they may press in on
Amen, Lord.
Father,
yes,
for the place that you are bringing us, Lord.
Lord.
It's a place that we don't deserve.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
it's a wonderful place, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We sing about it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father,
yes,
they try to make movies about it, Lord. Father, we read about it, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We imagine that place, Lord. But yet your word says, eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that you have in place for us,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
May you help us, Father.
Amen.
Whatever it may take, Lord. Father, that we may press in on
Amen,
with all
yes,
that
Lord.
We have.
Amen.
That when that day comes, Father, that let none that is standing here, Lord, Father, left behind.
Amen.
But we will be beyond the curtain of time, praising you, Lord.
Amen.
Saying
yes,
the
Lord.
Himself.
Oh,
Lord,
yes,
God, a place where we don't need sunshine.
Yes.
What a place, oh Father.
Amen.
Oh God, that all yes, that we Lord. Ever think of, all
Amen.
Our meditation be of that city.
Yes.
The eternal
Lord.
City whose builder and maker is God in
Amen.
The city
yes,
that Abraham Lord. Sought for.
Amen.
We are a privileged people
oh, yes,
to be going there tonight.
Amen.
Lord and Father, even though we may think you are tarrying, Lord, oh God, we know you are coming.
Amen.
Let it be an encouragement unto us, Lord,
oh, yes,
that
Lord.
One of these days we would say, God bless you for the last
Amen.
Time. And we go to that place, Father.
Oh, yes,
help
Lord.
Us, oh God, we pray for our brethren, Lord, that could not make it tonight. We bring them before you, Lord.
Amen.
Remembering our brother Andrew.
Yes,
Brother Francois, may you be with them, Lord.
Amen.
Use them, Father, oh God, where they are going, Lord,
yes.
for the glory of your name.
Amen.
Edify, oh God, your children in that place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
May you help them and strengthen them, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Remembering our brother, Lord Shepherd, Lord, going
Amen.
Back, Lord, in his condition. We pray that you would strengthen him.
Amen.
We pray and help him, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we commit him to you until we meet again.
Yes.
Father, we just pray that you be with us, Lord. We commit everything else into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God keep blessing
you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a believer.
Amen.
Amen. You are a Christian. Nothing can work. Bring you down. You believe it?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Yeah.